All right, so you're thinking about a new house.
Exciting.
Yeah, and you're checking out Braun Homes.
Okay.
Well, today we are really digging into their website, not just, you know, browsing listings, but like trying to decode their marketing to see what their priorities are.
Yeah, it's like we're doing detective work. We're trying to understand their strategy. What are they trying to emphasize? What are they really saying? And what does that mean if you're thinking of buying a house?
I like that. Like we're putting on our detective hats. So first impression, bam, 2024 Developer of the Year. Is that just marketing? Or a good sign?
Awards are a big deal.
Yeah.
Especially here in Austin. It's about trust. Think about it. You're making a big purchase. Don't you want to feel confident about it?
Yeah.
An award is like a stamp of approval.
Yeah, for sure. A house is not something you want to regret buying. But it's not just bragging rights, though, right? They also really play up that Austin connection. Even mentioning specific neighborhoods, like Cedar Park or Elgin.
I think they're trying to reach a particular kind of buyer, someone who wants that Austin lifestyle.
But maybe not right in the city?
Exactly. Hmm. Those areas have a different vibe and a different price tag, most likely.
So it's about selling a feeling, not just a house. And speaking of feeling, they keep mentioning this Braun difference. They have a tagline, building tomorrow today. Catchy.
Right.
But what's the story?
This is where it gets interesting. They say they were established in 2002. Like, hey, we've been around. We know what we're doing.
Right.
But then they talk about flexible plans, appealing to people who want to customize their homes.
Which is everyone these days, right?
Pretty much. So they're blending experience with being adaptable.
It's like they're saying, we have the experience, but we'll listen to your vision too. And speaking of you, I noticed they use that word a lot, on their website, find your new home. Create a space that's uniquely yours. Is that just how marketing is done? Or is there more to it?
I think it's very deliberate. By talking directly to you, they want you to imagine yourself in that home.
Not just browsing a website.
Exactly. It becomes personal.
Yeah. It's like they're saying, this could be your life, but let's be real. Buying a house, it's a big financial decision.
Yeah.
And looking at their website, they're making some pretty sweet offers. Like a 3.75% interest rate. Flex cash. Limited time offer. Is that typical? Or is that telling us something about the market right now?
I think you're right to pay attention to that. That interest rate, especially. That's a big deal these days. Offering to buy down the rate like that could mean they wanted to sell houses quickly.
Hmm. Interesting. So maybe a little bit of strategy.
Yeah.
Along with all the emotional stuff. Speaking of strategy, I got to ask about this Braun family thing. They've got those glowing testimonials, which, yeah, everyone expects that. But this feels different.
Yeah.
Is it genuine or is it just clever marketing?
Testimonials are important. People want to hear from other buyers.
Mm-hmm.
But the Braun family thing, it's like they're trying to create a community.
Right.
Like you're not just buying a house, you're joining something bigger.
Yeah, that's interesting. Because buying a house, it is about the life you're going to build there, the community you're going to be a part of. But how can you tell if it's real or if it's just marketing?
You have to look for specifics. Do they actually do things for homeowners? Like events or something.
Yeah, okay.
Or online resources for people to connect with each other.
Gotcha.
That kind of thing.
So look for proof.
Exactly.
Don't just take their word for it. Okay, that's good advice. Now, I notice they talk a lot about their building process, using words like quality and craftsmanship. But those words are kind of subjective, right? How do you know what they really mean?
You're right. Those words can be meaningless.
Right, right. So how do you cut through the marketing jargon?
You have to look for specifics.
Okay.
Instead of just saying quality materials, do they tell you what brands they use?
Makes sense.
Or highlight energy efficient features?
Mm-hmm.
Or building techniques?
Yeah.
Those details matter.
It's like the difference between saying delicious meal and actually giving you the recipe.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to ask those questions. If they're not clear on their website, a builder who's confident in their work will be happy to tell you what you need to know.
Okay, so transparency is key. And you know what else I find interesting? They don't shy away from showcasing their model homes and design options. Is that just about aesthetics or is there a strategy to that approach?
I think it's about tapping into the emotional side of home buying.
Okay.
Seeing a beautifully designed space, even if it's just a model home, helps people envision themselves living there.
It's about sparking those I can see myself here moments.
Exactly. It makes the dream feel more real.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into Braun Homes, what's the key takeaway for our listeners?
Every home builder is telling a story. It's your job to analyze that story, see if it resonates with you, and most importantly, look for the details. That back up what they're saying.
Don't just buy the hype. Look for the substance. This has been incredibly insightful. Thanks for walking us through this. I feel like I've leveled up my home buying knowledge today.
My pleasure. It's all about empowering yourself with information.
And on that note, we'll leave you to explore Braun Homes and any other builder with a more discerning eye. Until next time, happy house hunting.